What do President Trump's supporters make of his war in Iran?
I have faith in him. Otherwise, I wouldn't have voted for him.
It's peace through strength.
You can either kick the can down the road or you can do it right now.
It's a key question, and it could impact what he does next and over the weeks ahead. And so to find out, I'm here in Corpus Christi, Texas. Last Friday, the president was here.
Please welcome the president of the United States.
He stood right here in this port.
How close are you to making a decision on strikes?
I'd rather not tell you. You would have had the greatest scoop in history, right?
That turned out to be quite the question, because what we didn't know then is that an hour earlier, on Air Force One, he had authorized the strikes on Iran. Maybe the most consequential decision of his presidency. And then he went for a burger.
Number 47.
A campaign stop at a local restaurant and no hint of the operation he'd just ordered.
I'm going to get some stuff for Air Force One, and I'm going to get the hell out of here, all right?
Within 12 hours of this, America would be at war. A week on, the Middle East is upended, the Iranian regime decapitated, the Ayatollah dead, American troops too.
This is Sky News, of course, so obviously they're framing all of this as positive. Sky News is controlled by the Murdoch Empire, same people who control Fox News, etc., etc.
Conflict across multiple countries. Energy prices soaring. Consequences cascading. And so, back at the burger bar, any unease? Absolutely not.
I absolutely trust him to make those decisions as our commander-in-chief. Because, like I said, he knows all of the things that we don't know.
It's crazy how she looks like every single female Republican combined. Genuinely, if you showed her to me and you were like, hey, remember this congresswoman? I'd be like, yeah?
That we don't know.
There is no questioning Ashley Penweller's passion for the president. She was here last week. But I wanted to know if this no-wars president, the president who would put America first, had he prompted a wobble among his base?
This is the president of peace. The president who said he would stop wars, not start.
It's peace through strength.
Well, it's peace through war at the moment.
Well, let me tell you something. I am proud of my president because...
This is what it's like talking to them because, again, they're cattle. They don't process information the way that you do. They don't think things through. They start with the conclusion you will never convince them otherwise. I don't know. I've been saying this for years, and I feel like now people have finally caught up to me. But I do remember back in, like, 2021, 2022, people were like, I don't know. I feel like you're not giving them enough credit. Now everyone's caught up to me. Now we understand what we're dealing with. But, yeah, no. These people just shouldn't be allowed to vote.
Like I said, I'm no military expert, but I want you to know that from what I saw was people screaming for help. They were trying to protest, and they were getting murdered for protesting. I'm proud that my president tried to help free those people.
They're also deeply narcissistic. Yeah, they're not just stupid. They're evil people, like on every level. Have you ever, like, do you have one of these guys as a friend or family member or a coworker, perhaps? You know they're evil. They're bad people. They're bad holistically. They're not just like, oh, politically bad, but interpersonally they're good. These people are bad people on every level. They're just worse than us. Now I'm black. Word up, brother.
I guess the worry is that he doesn't have a plan for the day after.
I mean, they can worry that he doesn't have a plan, but he obviously does. He's our commander in chief.
For Joe Michael Perez, another mega MAGA fan, it's more about the threat he'd heard about from Iran.
America first, right? Yes, I America first. I believe in that. But Iran, they've been chanting death to America for a long time. And me as a patriot, I don't take that lightly. We'd rather get to them before they get to us first.
So much of this seems to rest not just on trust in Trump, but a total faith in him. This is Cody Gonzalez.
Whatever he says we got to do, we got to do. We don't have a choice.
Uh-huh. You do have a choice.
Well, you have a choice, but you made the choice already, right?
Yeah.
You chose for him, right?
Yeah.
So you got to back up your chief.
So they are the most loyal, for sure. No wobbles.
They don't even make arguments about how what Trump is doing is good. They're not intelligent enough to understand that the best way to make their case would be to explain how the actions that Trump is taking would lead to a better world. Because they don't care about the world being better. The world being the way Trump wants it to be is the good thing to them. They don't have the same priors. They don't have the same, like, axiomatic beliefs. They don't want the same basic outcomes. You can see them offload moral responsibility to Trump. Of course they're doing it because they're not really like people. They're slaves. They're not morally conscious. They exist to reaffirm the decisions their betters tell them to support, but they're not like making decisions, you know?
From them. And this, Texas, is of course a Republican stronghold. But what about those who don't actually bother to turn up at the rallies? An evening at the Brewster Street Ice House provides the answers.
They're an evil empire. So you can either kick the can down the road or you can do it right now.
What about like oil prices and stuff? Because it seems that
temporary.
It's temporary. Do you think that there is a risk of this becoming like another Iraq or Afghanistan?
Well, I hope not. I hope that we have enough technology and might that it can be a short war.
Yeah, man, that was the reason why we ended up embroiled in so long and difficult a conflict in Iraq and Afghanistan. We simply weren't more powerful and technologically advanced than ISIS and the Taliban, you know? We could have been in and out of Afghanistan in a day were it not for that. But sadly, the Taliban were just right up there with us, you know, 13 aircraft carriers to 13 aircraft carriers. It was pretty much an even fight, a stalemate. But now between us and Iran.
Yes, I voted for him. And no, he's not starting the war in the Middle East.
But he just did, didn't he?
No. How?
Well, by
I don't want to watch this bullshit, man. Yeah, well, you're going to be living with this bullshit for the rest of your life until you can think up a solution to it. Just saying. Like, Trump is just another guy. That's all. He's just another guy. Need to think about how to do. You gotta think of a way to solve this problem, man.
Iran. I guess that's the concern.
Well, he did what he had to do.
President Trump has built up credibility with his base this past year because he's done everything they wanted and more.
Well, no, Sky News, he hasn't. Trump recently answered a question. He was asked about like deporting illegal immigrants. I think he just defended having illegal immigrants because they're cheap labor. I don't have the clip on hand. He's totally given up on the idea that he's going to make an all-white America or the 20 million deportations. That shit is gone. That is done. It is not happening.
Lay down your weapons and have complete immunity, or in the alternative, face certain death.
A message from the president here at the Winter White House. WPTV's Kayla McDermott listening to people outside Mar-a-Lago and getting reaction from local lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
Choosing to address the world from his Palm Beach estate, President Trump posted this 8-minute-long video to social media saying that for the second time in less than a year, the U.S. and Israel bombed Iran.
We're going to destroy their missiles and raise...
Here's the immigrant clip. It's so funny, dude. He like, fell for it again, doesn't even describe it, man. He rubed everyone on this shit.
Many countries opened up their prisons and dropped them into the United States. Those are the people we're getting out. And we have a lot of heart. And I said, you got to lighten up on this. We have a lot of heart for people. They came in illegally, but they're good people. And they're working now on farms and they're working in luncheonettes and hotels and all. And we're looking to get the criminals out right now, the criminals. And I think it's very important. I mean, every once in a while you see a story, we take somebody. He should be out.
Do you think Stephen Miller still thinks he's winning? Stephen Miller has been maligned in the past, like, 2 months because of the dramatic failure in Minneapolis. Like, Stephen Miller was the main guy. Like, think about it. Stephen Miller, along with Kristi Noem and Bovino, were the people orchestrating what happened there. And then it was a huge failure, massive downturn in presidential support. And now Miller is quiet. Kristi Noem is out and Bovino was retracted. So like that was the big failure. So now that Miller is out, the two big forces operating on Trump right now are Rubio and Vance. And I guess Lindsey Graham, special envoy from Israel, Lindsey Graham.
Because they came in illegally. So in theory, they should be. But we're focused on the murderers, the drug dealers, the mentally insane. We have a lot of mentally insane killers. I mean, you can't even talk to them. Be nice if you could have a little reason, but you can't even reason. These are seriously ill people. You have a couple of countries where they were.
Now he's just talking about the murderers and such. Not relevant to what we were talking about.
their missile industry to the industry. Ground.
A promise President Trump made in his speech announcing combat operations currently underway in Iran to prevent that country from getting nuclear weapons.
Promises made, promises kept.
I met Debbie Machia outside Mar-a-Lago. She supports the president's decision.
We know really? That Iran is a threat to the world. It's good news for...
And unsurprisingly, she's busted.
Everybody.
Machia knows retaliation is a possibility, as Iran has already fired missiles of its own.
There's always a fear.
Saturday's military action getting mixed reaction. The Florida Democratic Party says, in part, Trump's reckless actions have directly violated our Constitution and will lead to death.
Yeah. Trump supporters are largely fine with this.
I voted for no new wars. That's what I voted for. And unfortunately, it doesn't seem to be getting us there, so... We'll see how it turns out.
He did promise not to get involved in any foreign wars.
I know that. But he would not be the first president to break a promise.
Slaves. Slaves, man. If you have a slave mind, you should have a slave job. Fundamentally, we're different people. You should be out there on the fields doing agricultural work, and I should be in an air-conditioned building. I'm sorry. You're just not... We're not the same kind of... We're very literally built different.
Pretty much the main reason I voted for him was to be tough in Iran. I think this is pretty much the best he could have done. No more comment. It's perfect.
I'm in Gettysburg, okay. Pennsylvania, a red state located in the Republican stronghold of Adams County, which voted for Trump in 2016, 2020, and 2024. I spoke to some of the president's most ardent supporters to hear whether or not the decision to get embroiled in another foreign war is testing their loyalty.
Trump has mentioned multiple times peace through strength. And to me personally, it doesn't seem very peaceful to be participating in something that I would say isn't really our...
Well, good on you having a functioning brain. No idea why you voted for him in the first place, but...
...place to be putting American lives at risk.
These people are killing my desire for democracy. That's fine. I don't really believe in democracy right now anyway. Democracy, like, listen, okay? This is a very, very basic pitch from the Founding Fathers. Democracy only works when people are reasonably educated. Like, what's the point of a democracy if, like, everyone who's voting doesn't know anything and they're illiterate? Like, what would the point of a democracy be if every citizen was kept in a box completely disconnected from the world, then they got to leave the box and pick their choices and then go back in the... Like, why have a democracy at that point? People have to be educated. That's the entire point. That was the argument it made initially, by the way, for why land-owning white males were the ones who should be voting back in the early days. Of course, I disagree with that. I think that you can solve this problem. Early on, is it true that land-owning white males were by far the most well-educated people? Yeah, probably. They had the money. But you can solve this with something called public education. Through public education, you can ensure that every citizen has the ability to benefit from the necessary level of education you would need to participate in democracy. Unfortunately, the standards have shifted. It's pretty obvious now that through a combination of lackluster education and completely co-opted corporate media, many, many Americans just lack the ability to participate in democracy. So the whole project's kind of bunk. We need to fix that. You can go with better education, re-education camps, breaking up the media, oligarchy, whatever you prefer. But right now, it's just not working. It's not working. It's not working. It's just not. It's factually not working.
Others tell me this doesn't contradict his America First agenda and that Iran was a threat that needed to be stopped.
Sure, should have happened a long time ago. Iran is an evil place with evil people. They always have. They've killed many Americans with their regime.
Low-hanging fruit.
So it's good that they're going away.
Does this change your mind at all on your support for the president?
No. Trump is still the best man for the job.
I'm a centrist Bernie supporter. And a lot of the Iranian diaspora in the United States are very, like, they're not like Trump for other reasons, but they like the fact that he's being so aggressive towards the regime because they want to see regime change. And I think this is the only way to achieve that.
Well, no. Right now, the Gulf states are really upset because the fragile peace in the Middle East has been broken. And as a consequence, everything is really, really dangerous right now.
I just feel strongly about, you know, the beliefs that, you know, Americans come first, and I feel...
By the way, I do mean this, and I'm not going to tolerate disagreement. The first principle, Americans come first, is Nazi shit and shouldn't be tolerated. This is the low IQ first principle of a person who thinks there are no consequences to destroying the rest of the world. It's completely incoherent, you know? It is a big interconnected environment. I do think that the American government has its first responsibility to the American people, because those are literally the citizens under its jurisdiction. But these people never actually believe that. What they mean is you should be able to indiscriminately kill people or steal their shit, as long as they're not American. And often when they are American, and their definition of who is or isn't a real American is often pretty flimsy. Also, yeah, Israel first.
Like, you know, he's supporting the Americans, and at the end of the day, that's what's most important.
I genuinely feel most of these people won't understand anything until war hits them at home. Hopefully it gets them first. But there's a clip I want to look at next. Even if the war comes home, I don't know how much of a difference it's going to make.
I think we should be hardening a regime that does all the terrible stuff that they do. Something that's so bad that, you know, I can't go there and visit my grandparents anymore. That still,
your grandparents are dead now, and it's your fault.
Sad about that. I feel like we do have at least a little bit of a moral obligation to, you know, try and free other people, especially when they're under, you know, the boots of the Islamic regime.
More broadly across America, the attacks are proving unpopular. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, just 27% of Americans support the strikes, 43% don't, and 29% are unsure. If American casualties spike, the loyalty we're seeing among some Republicans may become way harder to...
Right, because only American deaths matter. Even then, I don't know if American deaths matter to them. Nobody hates their fellow American more than Republicans. I love every fellow American, which is why I believe Republicans shouldn't vote. I think I'm willing to give to Republicans a gift that they would not give to me. I think that Republican voters deserve to live in the better world that their disenfranchisement would create. They won't get to vote. They just get to, I don't know, work jobs or whatever, keep their heads down. And as a consequence, the world will get better and they get to benefit from it. That's not a decency they would afford their enemies. They want the world to get worse and stupider for everyone.
Just don't understand why it had to be this way.
Rachel Reyes' son, 23-year-old American citizen Ruben Ray Martinez, was killed by an ICE agent nearly 1 year ago.
I was devastated and in disbelief. And it's bad enough to lose your child, but then to lose your child at the hands of law enforcement when they're supposed to be the ones to protect your child.
ICE's involvement in Martinez's killing in March of 2025 was only publicly revealed in February, roughly 11 months later. Martinez was out celebrating his birthday with his best friend Joshua Orta in South Padre Island. ICE says one of its agents fired defensive shots into Martinez's vehicle after Martinez intentionally ran over another ICE agent.
I'm sure.
Is that something you think your son would have done?
Absolutely not. No, of course not. He was not a violent person. He was not aggressive.
DHS's account was disputed by Orta, who said in a draft declaration that his friend did not hit anyone. Orta died in a car crash in February before he could testify. The Texas Department of Public Safety told CBS News it completed its investigation into Martinez's killing, saying it would release the records related to the case on Friday. Last month, a grand jury rejected criminal charges related to the shooting. Charles Stamm is representing Martinez's family.
In a recent statement, your team said that a toxicology screen detected alcohol and marijuana in Ruben's system. Do you know whether Ruben was intoxicated when he was shot? And could that have played a role in what happened?
He was never stopped on suspicion of public intoxication or driving under the influence or anything of that nature. It's important to bear in mind that when Ruben lost his life, his car was in park, and right after those three bullets came through the window and went into his chest from that ICE officer, Mr. Orta's statement said that he said, "I'm sorry, sir," as his last words. This was not someone who posed a threat.
Reyes says she has deep respect for law enforcement.
Why are we watching this? This is why.
She also supported President Trump in the 2024 election, but she says change is desperately needed.
I don't blame President Trump for the death of my son.
That's why. I've seen the clip. That's why we're watching this right now. This is how they respond to the murder of their own children. How do you think they'd feel about you?
He wasn't the one who pulled the trigger, but I do think that something needs to be changed in that department. As far as the pattern of violence or abuse and impunity. Based on the statement that they made, seeing how the words that they chose to put out there about my son, that's as insult to injury.
Reyes says she does not want other families to experience her pain.
That's great. Well, you did kill your son, so, you know, that is on you. What else do I have in here in the bucket of I hate Trump supporters? Smoothie King fires employees who refuse to serve Trump supporters. Shame.
To serve smoothies to Trump supporters at a location in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That's what I said.
Those customers were Erica and Jane Lindemeyer.
They were asked to leave the store after an employee said that she felt uncomfortable serving Jake because of his sweatshirt featuring President Trump's name. Only in Ann Arbor, my college town. The social media post on Monday, Erica Lindemeyer wrote, "I'm disgusted as an American citizen.
Yep, this is how a Trump supporter would type.
Loved Smoothie King, was refused service over my husband's sweatshirt. Talk about discrimination. Jake Lindemeyer, please share this video. Let's make these two famous."
One of the
whiny, unlikable, ugly, no doubt. They're definitely also ugly. And that is not correct punctuation. Smoothie King fired them. How unfortunate. Bring back the Karen insult. Yeah, we should.
Hotel in Minneapolis, I believe, that decided they didn't want to house ICE agents. I think it's just the idea that people are choosing the stance of an entire business that exists way beyond your choices. And so employees cannot make that type of a decision. It's the difference.
Yeah, they can. Being visibly pro-Trump is tantamount to being visibly pro-pedophilia. If a person walked in with a sweatshirt saying, "I love child rape," I think that you'd be well within your right to ask them to leave. There's no difference between these two things. Smoothie King just has to continue to appeal to that base because the average Trump supporter is probably fatter than the average Democrat. I hate these people. Smoothie King endorses pedophilia? Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sad to see. I've never been to a Smoothie King. I don't even know if they have them over here. I don't even know. This is the media landscape which causes this, by the way. I need to stop. I don't know why I have this bad habit of taking my earbuds out every time I'm talking for more than 3 seconds, so I just put them back on. I don't know why I do this. Don't just leave them in.
Started to read the statement to me, and then he pressed send and said, "Look, you can see it now. You can see it now." I've covered 5 different presidents. I have never seen one other than Donald Trump who regularly takes phone calls from reporters. So I thought I would talk a little bit about that. I've spoken to him over the phone 3 times since the military operation, the war against Iran started. In each of those cases, I simply called him and he answered. Some of the conversations are short. Some of them can be quite lengthy. I talked to him today during the middle of the afternoon, and the call lasted for about 20 minutes. When I called, I was actually calling to ask him because if he was firing Kristi Noem, because ABC News was about to report.
There's a subtext to this, I think, and it has to do with the whole nihilism death thing, which is that the problem with Biden is that Biden and the Democrats don't give you a good, compelling narrative about why the world has to end, and the Republicans do. The Republicans will sell you on fire and fury, war, immigration, mass death, we have to do this, we have to do that. But all the Democrats can really do is sort of meekly twiddle their fingers and say, well, the systems, the filibuster, all they can really defer to is technocratic incompetence or like a deference to procedure, which means they're really boring to talk to. Trump is entertaining to talk to. Democrats are really boring to talk to. Okay, let me put it this way. If you ask Trump, why are we doing this for Israel? You know, Trump can have a million answers. He'll pick up the phone. He'll say whatever you want him to say. He'll run through a million explanations. But you know what happened whenever whenever pundits or reporters would ask Biden or Jack Kirby or whatever else to explain why we were lying for Israel? It was boring. Most of the time, they wouldn't answer at all. They'd just ignore it. And if they didn't ignore it, they would just do this I don't like to comment on these matters. They have no narrative to explain why the world has to end. They both want the same fundamental thing, the Dems and the Republicans. The Republicans just have a much more bombastic presentation. So the media likes them more, which is why the media was so pro-Trump. The media has gone so far to defend Trump over Democrats. It's like how Dems running to the right on social issues never works. Half racist isn't as interesting as full racist right-wing voters. Yeah, you can't. You will never, ever, ever win an election, or frankly, win over the media class by offering people the moderate take on anything, Nobody wants it, and nobody cares. Nobody wants a moderate take on anything. The myth of the moderate or the centrist voter has always been just that, a myth constructed by the New York Times to, I don't know, to cause a mass hallucination amidst the consultant class. It's not a real group. Why do you think they would never stop attacking Trump at his first term, but now they're in full support? I think that's because in the first term, Trump was an obnoxious, boorish distraction from the interests of the deep state, but now the deep state's caught up to him, and now Trump is just their front guy. In his first term, they were like, this guy's stupid and doesn't know what he's doing. He's getting in the way of our machinations. But now in this term, the people pushing those machinations have gotten a lot more bold themselves, and they're trying to use him as like the front. Yeah, he is their guy now, for sure. Trump was unironically more of a maverick back in his first term than he is now. Now he's just in lockstep with the deep state.
That had happened, and it turned out that he was, as I was talking to him, reviewing the statement that he would put out saying that she was leaving office, and he told me he was sitting there with Marco Rubio, and he started to read the statement to me, and then he pressed send, and said, look, you can see it now. You can see it now. And sure enough, while we were talking, it appeared on Truth Social, him saying that Kristi Noem was leaving and being replaced by Mark Wayne Mullen. The conversation then...
American press is obsessed with access. They love this crap. It's their job. Honestly, like, blame the Democrats. Biden was hidden from the public because he was ancient and incapable of talking. Like, why the... The politicians, their job is front-facing representation. It's unacceptable that Democrats are so opaque in their decision-making.
Turn to Iran, obviously, the really big story and major decision which may define not just his presidency, but his entire political career. And I have to say, he just sounded incredibly triumphant. He said to me, they're calling me the GOAT, greatest of all time. And he asked me, and this, again, this is one of the unusual things. He asked me if I thought it was impressive, meaning the war. He said, what do you think of the performance? He clearly feels that he is a president right now that is almost unlimited in his power.
Uh-huh.
And he feels that he can do no wrong.
Not that you've done anything to challenge him on that assertion.
And he told me, well, in the first term...
Like, even now, in an unscripted, vertical, like, portrait format phone video while walking home, he still refuses to engage in any moral language. There's no normative statement here. The president clearly feels he has infinite power. How do you feel about that, out of curiosity? Do you think that's correct? Oh, you can't say, you're just here to regurgitate? Okay, gotcha. You just like the access.
I built the military in my second term. I am using it. But again, the conversation goes on, and it's in the middle of the day, in the middle of the war. He had just fired... his Secretary of Homeland Security just replaced her, and, you know, he's available and talking about it. It's very unique. Let's just say it that way. It's a very...
I think for me, the main takeaway from this is how uninteresting and banal everything he's saying is. Like, the job of these people is, as you've said, to be stenographers to power. All they do is regurgitate state propaganda to you. He's describing something that is genuinely interesting and consequential, but he's saying it in such a boring, matter-of-fact way because he's allergic to any normative statement. Does that make sense? Like, you can't get any personality. You can't get a statement or a consideration or an opinion or even analysis. All you really get is him just, and yes, the president seems to think he's the leader of the world, and he told me things, and I listened to him. Yep. Phenomenal. It's like this guy doesn't have a job in media. Media! Why are other countries' reporters not like this? Even some countries that have less press freedom than the USA, reporters ask more challenging questions. I think we just have the most money. I think that, like, America, by virtue of being the wealthiest, most powerful country, the powers that be have invested the most effort into keeping the media class complacent. Because you're totally right. There are more dissident reporters that are in higher positions of power in countries that are less democratic than our own. Even Haaretz in Israel does more investigative work on the IDF than any mainstream American journalistic company, in spite of the fact that Israel is very rapidly de-democratizing. I think that American media corporations have the most money in them, so they're the most subservient to capital. That's all. I don't know. It's pretty bleak, though. It's pretty bleak. In the UK, our media and political class all go to the same schools. Yes, the UK is very authoritarian in their media. 100% they are. But there are countries where there's more dissidents, even in Germany and France. Their reporters are much more critical of leadership, even if they're not as anti-Zionist as I would like. Even in Hungary, there are more critical voices in Hungary, which is not a democracy, basically, than there are in America. I love American media.
The administration is reportedly weighing Congress to approve an additional $50 billion in funding for these operations. You have said you're a hell no, not just a no, on funding the war. We have seen this movie before. We know that that vote will be...
Don't people complain when their news isn't neutral or unbiased? Nobody wants news that's neutral or biased. Unbiased. The only people who say they want news that is neutral and unbiased are when biased people look at media biased in a different direction, and they don't want to admit they want the media to be biased in their direction, so they say they just want it to be unbiased. There's no such thing as unbiased media, and there never will be. I don't want unbiased media. I want American media to sound the way I do, every bit as angry as and partial. I'm completely blackpilled on the idea that you can build a free marketplace of ideas, or that good ideas will prevail in an environment where you, even if you try to maximize for good outcomes, I think that you just need, at least right now in America, what we need is ruthless, militant, pro-labor propaganda. Labor like the working class, not labor like the political party in the UK. And maybe in 100 years, we'll get to a point where we get to have an actual functioning democracy. Not right now, though.
Cast as, especially if you run for higher office, you voting against the troops.
Oh, come on. I mean, the American...
Oh, by the way, again, Jake, listen to this framing from Jake fucking Tapper.
The administration is reportedly weighing Congress to approve an additional $50 billion in funding for these operations. You have said you're a hell no, not just a no, on funding the war. We have seen this movie before. We know that that vote will be cast as, especially if you run for higher office... you voting against the troops.
Oh, come on. I mean, the American people don't want this war. They don't want this war. They have seen what happens.
Thank you, Jake Tapper.
Happens when American troops go into places like Iraq, places like Afghanistan. Ultimately, we get a lot of people killed. We waste a lot of dollars. The one thing the American people are clear about is that they do not want the United States dragged into another long-term war in the Middle East. If you support the troops, then you should be voting.
He's just getting ready for when the Ellisons own CNN. Don't mind him.
Against funding this war so that we get our troops out of harm's way. Virtually nothing good happened from sending thousands of Americans to die inside Iraq in the 2000s. And if we don't learn that lesson, then shame on every single one of us.
So
phenomenal.